John Lafferty, Secretary of Bonaghy United Football Club. You've got the new floodlights installed and they're going to be a great addition to the club. Just in terms of the cost and the fundraising, what was involved?
Right, the cost of the lights were about 98,500 and the generator cost just under 14,000. We received 90,000 of a sports capital grant from the government. So that's what you're talking about.
And it really means so much more football can be played because of the fact that you can do it under lights.
Yeah, well, we have about 300-350 players registered here on different teams. We're actually affiliated to five different leagues. Like if you take the schoolboys, the youth league, the Donegal Junior League, the Ulster Senior League and the Women's League. With a massive amount of players, so it means that it takes the focus off the weekends a bit, and you can spread the games out midweek to try and take the games away.
Now it's one of the best surfaces in the country. The club has spent a lot of money on it. Great care is taken of the pitch, but this will actually mean more matches on it. So you know that brings mixed blessings.
No, not really. No, like we've. It doesn't really. We still have the same amount of matches. We have the same amount of teams. It's just it was confined into sort of daylight hours initially, you know, Saturdays and Sundays, where now we can actually put games on midweek at night if obviously the team you're playing against can facilitate a midweek game at night. Like, you know, so it's not as bad. We also have a facility. We took a leasing facility out the road, Goose Green, where we're developing that at the minute too. Which we're going to try and get more of the schoolboy games on that too, you know, at the weekends.
If you look at the history of the club, it was Murphy's Meadow years ago, yeah. Goose Green now, and yet the home has always been here, and it's a great community club. And if we look at the Donegal League and the Ulster Senior League, I mean, more and more clubs have now got the floodlights, and it shows just the way things are going. And as you've mentioned there, I mean, it gives more options.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it was one of them things for us as a club. We felt that we spoke about this for long enough. You know, there would be people that would sort of say, well, you know, we didn't really need the lights, but we felt with the facility we have everything here, you know, like from, you've got a community hall, you've got your stand, you've got as you say, a great pitch, you have two AstroTurf pitches, you have everything, good dressing rooms, even a shop over there, like, you know, as you come in the gate, there's everything here, so we just felt that we needed to add this to it now, like, to complete the project, like.
And it's Donegal's biggest town. You've now got floodlights that are, you know, up there as good as anybody. Just tell us a bit about them. 500 lux?
Yeah, well, I think it's slightly above the standard that you would need for, you know, for even senior level. We had the option. We went for a brand called Musco. We priced a couple of different people and we spec'd a couple of different. We decided to go with this brand. There's a company from Cork that are the main dealers for them. They're an American brand. They'll be the same brand as it would be in McCool Park and Ballybuffet. They would be in the Centre of Excellence in Convoy also, and St Mary's in Convoy, the Gaelic pitch. So they'll be, like, we looked around and we felt that they were what we wanted. They're probably slightly more expensive maybe, but we felt that, like, you know, we wanted to buy a good product, not taken from any other products. You know, they're all probably good products, like, but we just felt this was right for us. And that's why we went for that product. And as I say, we went for 500 lux. We felt if we're going to do it, we'll try and do it to the best of our capability, you know, within the financial restraints, you know. So in total here, we've probably spent about 153,000 when you take the fact of, you know, with the lower Astro, what we've done down there and stuff, resurfaced it and stuff like that too. So we spent a lot of money.
And worth pointing out as well, wheelchair accessible here at the ground also.
Yeah, that's been something we talked about for a while. That funding came through the Development Fund Initiative with the councillors, which has been absolutely excellent, and we've done really well with it over the last number of years. We applied for it last year, now we didn't do that well, but this year it came very good again. It was, and we got a sizable amount of money to help us to do that project, and it's been really, really good. Like.
And fitting that there's a Finharp select here for this match this evening. They've had a great season, and there's the Michael Funston connection and many other connections between Bonaghy and Finharp. It's always a good working relationship.
Absolutely. Like I said this during the week to a colleague of yours, that, you know, as a club, we'd be very, very supportive of the senior club in the county, which is Van Harps. We've always been, and it's like, you know, you can see that at the home games. We always have a great presence at them games, and it's very important. And we have a lot of young players now from the club here that are actually playing, like young James Carlin there playing under 17s. Don McCrory there went up to under 17s playing under 19s, and there's probably a few other players that I may have forgot about over the years. But you know, we've always had that great connection with Van Harps, and it's really good. And I'm delighted they're here tonight. It's brilliant.